Welcome to Worst Year Ever, a production of iHeartRadio.
Welcome to the worst year ever. We'll get through it together or not. Everything is so dumb, 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 dumb.
What's
up?
What's what? What?
What's what?
What's what? Anyway, this is a podcast, which you know, you probably know this is a podcast, unless you are someone who was living in an isolated hunter-gatherer tribe and a plane crashed over your territory and the corpse of a passenger was sucked out and landed in your area, and it just so happened that their phone hit a branch on the way down that had like the right the consistency or whatever, was the right amount of wet that it actually unlocked the screen and it pressed start on a podcast, and you're hearing this as your first recorded voices that have you've ever listened to. And if that's the case, stay away from civilization.
Like, yeah.
just keep doing what you're doing. Do not go past the trees. Yeah.
Turn around. Go
also,
back.
Congratulations on learning English.
You're a quick learner. Mm-hmm. Love that for you.
Love that for you.
Just stop right there.
Yeah, do not.
You don't need
look,
to know
Spotify
more.
Is enticing. I get it, but there's nothing on here that's going to make you happy, ultimately.
And for the love of God, stay off of Twitter, please.
Stay off of Twitter. Do not open that app.
But to everybody else, welcome back to Worst
welcome
Year
back.
Ever.
To Worst
a
Year
podcast.
Ever.
That we are recording right now. My name's Cody, and I've got a last name too. How's everybody else doing?
Johnston's the name of you.
I've got between two and three of them, depending on what you consider a name.
Give us 2 to 3.
Not
of them.
Not gonna even
of what you consider.
I don't want to know what you mean.
Yeah. You know, everyone has three names, right? You got your middle name, you get your first name, you get your family
back,
name.
Not everybody has a middle name.
Not everybody.
I do.
Well,
do you guys know
they...
what my middle name is? Do you even know what my real name is? My full name is?
Cataford?
No.
Cadathan?
Cadathan! I love that. Mm-hmm. Kathleen. Based off of my first name, Kathleen, what do you think my middle name is?
Jessica Biel?
Can't. Yes, he gets it. Kathleen Jessica Biel stole. So I have four names that all belong exclusively to me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The rare four-named person. What's up?
We're just really shooting the shit. And we've got something fun to do today. Everybody listening, except for the first person that Robert.
Oh, yeah, not that person.
Yeah, except for the
outline,
person in the
except
Amazon.
For that person. Knows
this.
That
yeah.
We are reading Ben Shapiro's short stories as a fun little treat. And Cody was regaling us with the first story, and we have gotten precisely halfway through this work of art written in 20-point font.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Like a children's book.
Not a lot of paragraphs on the page. Gotta tell
you.
And still yet too many paragraphs
and
on
too
it?
Oh, many.
Way too many. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he really walks that line.
Yeah.
We met our hero.
It's uh-huh. not good is
hero
not what he
a,
meant to say.
A strong word, yeah.
Mm-hmm. We found out on page 9 that the guy's name is Tommy.
Right.
So
that
Tommy,
is a thing we found that is a trend in Ben Shapiro. He doesn't necessarily like you knowing who the characters are or what their mm-hmm. relationships are to each other. He likes to keep that mystery. It's like fog of war in an RTS, but for the very basics of plot structure.
Yeah. You got to play a few levels before you can really see the full map. By map, I mean the character's name.
Yeah. It's pretty. It's bold storytelling. I'll call it.
You gotta send your scouts out.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, it's like a mammoth tank. You don't get the mammoth tank until it's like 7 or 8 episodes into the campaign. You don't learn the character's name until 9 pages in.
Exactly.
Yeah,
you got to work for it. And boy, did we. Tommy works on a farm, kind of, and he thinks everything should be fair. And he's learning a tough lesson about what is fair.
Oh, that's
hence the
right.
name, of the story.
The story.
What's fair? And his brother has this way. It's a great idea on how to like make farming the wave of the future.
Yeah, you need more air in your soil.
Right.
Put more air in the soil.
Nobody thought about this until.
Also, remember, in the span of like a paragraph, Tommy fell in love with his, or no, his brother fell in love with his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Jim, and took her, and then they're married.
Yeah.
He really covered a lot of ground fast.
Jim. Yeah. His mom's sick. Dad's dead.
Yep.
Lost his knife in the woods. It's really good.
Also, if Ben, again, if you're trying to actually, if you wanted to write a story that was good and included a character who was trying to single-handedly develop a new innovation to improve crop yields, tractor doesn't really make any sense. Again, just does not make any sense in a number of ways. Maybe have him go to school and learn chemistry and be like a soil scientist to develop some new like fertilizer or something. I'm just saying it would be harder to poke holes in that because you could just say, yeah, he developed an amazing new fertilizer. And you don't even need to go into that much detail. He's just like was spending a lot of time and he developed a fertilizer and it worked great. You don't have to do this sweaty ass fucking anyway, whatever. Sorry. It's just very frustrating that Ben Shapiro does not know the first thing about growing stuff.
You do not need to apologize for anything. You are right.
Ever.
I validate you. Yeah. Ever.
Not
ever,
just about
ever,
this,
thank
ever.
You.
About anything.
Thank you.
Stand in your power. Yes.
I'm gonna tell that to the guy I hit with my car yesterday. Well, I would, but he can't, you know, isn't alive. Anyway, let's continue.
Well, when last we met our heroes, and with Jim out of control, everything spun out of control.
Yes. Yes.
Soon, M
line?
Was having to take care of the... Yeah. Oh, it was how we concluded. It was a big reveal. With Jim out of control, everything spun out of control.
Oh, yeah,
the big
that's
reveal,
one more
of
reminder.
Course, that Ben Shapiro never read his own book.
He didn't read it a second time.
Yeah.
Or first time, I guess.
I just need to... I'm sure everybody knows this already. Feels like I have to point it out again. My biggest pet peeve with his writing is how often he overuses the same word.
Within the same sentence. Or, you know, within two sentences.
Anywho.
But I'm sure that's the last instance
of it. The last that'll happen.
Soon, Em was having to take care of the finances, which meant that I was having to take care of Mom. And I was still working the fields. Meanwhile, Jim was obsessed with that machine. One day, it was hot as blazes outside. So hot that the...
God damn it, Ben.
Yeah, hot as blazes. So hot that the sweat would dry on your forehead.
Folksy.
And then break out again until you felt like you didn't have any moisture at all left inside you.
Wow. Has Ben been in the heat? That's terrible. That's a terrible description of what it's like when it's hot. For one thing,
what, it's
we
not
don't
so
know.
Hot that the sweat would dry on your forehead.
He spent so
again.
Many words describing how hot it is, and we don't even know if it's a dry heat or a humid heat.
Well, like, I think we know that it was so
even
hot
give us
that the sweat would dry on your forehead and break
like,
out.
Are we
again
talking
until you
like
felt like you didn't have any moisture at all left inside you?
A desert furnace, or are we talking like Texas heat, where like all the moisture gets sucked out of your body instantly? And like, what are Anyway, sorry.
Again, don't apologize.
No apologies
for
never,
anything
ever.
Ever.
Yeah.
I was out in the fields as usual, and Jim was in the barn, cool as a cucumber. He'd even brought a little unit air conditioner out there with him. I need to keep my head clear, he'd told M. All right. The heat was so soggy that the waves were coming up off the ground like gas out of an oven. There you go. Robert, he was so soggy.
Yeah.
Soggy
he was
gas.
So soggy that the waves were coming up off the ground like gas out of an oven.
But
that's fine.
But I'm glad
you know what?
Jim
that's,
is cute,
that's a
cool
fine
as a
description.
Cucumber.
I'll give it to him, okay? But
I stopped for a moment to wipe off my forehead. That's when I looked up at the house. New paragraph. It was burning.
Oh, dear.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I hollered at the top of my lungs for Jim to get in there and find out what the hell was going on.
The
Will
house
you perform
is
that for us, Cody?
Yeah.
No, like, Jim! Never mind.
Jim! Come here!
The house is burning!
House is burning!
There we go.
Jim didn't answer. I hollered again. Silence from the barn. My first thought was that a fuse must have busted in the house. But when I sprinted toward the house, I could see that the smoke was coming from inside the house.
Fuck, that's bad.
From Jim's old room, Mom's room. I busted into the house like I was breaking through a defensive line and rammed my way upstairs. There was Mom in the bed and her sheet was on fire.
Jimmy!
I hollered. M who came to help me.
How?
She rushed.
Was she like smoking? Because she wasn't set up as a smoker, was she?
Not the rest of the room, just the
The house was not on fire then.
Well, he saw smoke. I'm fine with. It's more like how? Because he didn't set her up as a smoker, did he?
Right. There's no context here as to why.
She's not well enough to.
And I'm sure he will say it.
Maybe we'll find out. Yeah, like, by the way, Ma smoked like a chimney.
And, like, look, it's not a huge deal, but he's not using enough words to describe. No, I mean, me saying, like, I looked up, and that's when I noticed the house was on fire or whatever. I called out to Jim to tell him the house was on fire. You could say there's black smoke coming from Mom's room. The house is on fire suggests
an enormous blaze.
Right. Versus
the house was ablaze.
There's some smoke.
With fire.
You get my point. Bad, Jim.
Yeah. Apparently the house is not on fire, but rather
Mom.
One sheet in the Mom's room was on fire. Or maybe maybe he will explain.
Let's see.
Further. We'll see.
Jimmy!
I hollered. But it was M who came to help me. She rushed in with a bucket of water and doused Mom in the bed. I grabbed an old dress and started whacking away at the fire. Pretty soon, between the two of us, we'd put it out. Okay. So the fire's out.
Well, that's good.
I sat there panting for a minute. Mom was sitting there, holding a box of matches and crying. She didn't know what she was doing. And I started to get mad. I ran down the stairs. M called after me, but I didn't care. I went out... a little rhyming there, not really...
Okay,
but I didn't care.
Whatever. It's whatever.
Whatever. It's not important. I went outside and headed for the barn. Sure enough, Jim was under that plow again. I stood there for a minute, then two. It's not Jim's fault.
Could he hear you?
I'm sorry. Whatever. This kid sounds like he just has so much resentment for his big brother that everything, he's trying to make everything in his life his brother's problem, which...
When
but
really
not,
all of his problems not, come
it's
from
not
the
fair.
Fact that he's been written by Ben Shapiro.
Have you guys... Okay, guys. I know what this reminds me of now. I've been spending a lot of time on the... Am I the Asshole Reddit?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
course.
This sounds like an Am I the Asshole thing where someone's like, and can you believe this guy was out there working on his tractor? And you're like, no, dude. What do you mean
he was
working?
Like
anyway.
He's working. He's in the middle of
it's
work.
It's 100% sounds like that. Anywho.
But also, I thought the house was on fire. Right?
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, yeah.
Anyway.
Fair point.
I stood there for a minute, then two. It must have taken the bastard 5 solid minutes to notice me. Why didn't you, like, speak up?
Yeah.
It must have taken... All right. When he did, he got out from under the plow, stood up, gave a kind of little smile, and asked what was wrong. And I knocked him flat on his ass. All right.
What? That's so unwarranted.
So unwarranted. Listen, Jim, I said to him, you've been, I mean, but also I think that's the point, right? Like, what's his fucking name? Tommy is supposed to, like, he's like, I thought everything was supposed to be fair. And I'm, and like, he, like, he's being unreasonable, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah. Let's see if he sticks this landing.
I said to him, you've been having it your own way.
Sorry.
I mean, yeah. You've been having it your own way all this time, but some things are going to change. You've been king of this place for our whole life, but I've had enough of it. I want my peace. He looked at me, and I could see he really didn't understand what was going on. Mm-hmm. Here was this smart guy, and all of a sudden he was playing stupid. I started to holler again. I'm out there busting my hump to bring in the bread, and you're sitting here underneath this damn machine all day long, tinkering with nothing. I could see Jim was starting to get mad. It took a lot to get Jim mad. He'd look distant behind his eyes somehow, like he was hiding behind a wall. His eyes would go kind of cold, and his fists would clench and unclench. He stood up and stared at me. The vein in his forehead was popping out. Tommy, he said. You don't do anything of importance around here. You think I need you to run this place? I could hire a field hand for one quarter of the price. I'm doing it out of charity for you. You never held down a real job. You're still going on and on about your days back in high school. Nobody cares anymore. First of all, that is a real job. He is holding down a real job. He's doing a real job right now.
Yeah, well.
Right?
If you assume that what Ben Shapiro says about tractors is true, yes.
Right, like, exactly. Like, within the world that he has created, that he's doing a job anyway. I produce! The spark in his eyes was beginning to return. I knew this meant he was especially mad. You aren't worth anything. You've got, all right, first of all.
Wait, who's speaking right now?
Well, so that's the issue that I'm running into now. Traditionally, when writing prose and fiction, it's a new paragraph when there's a new speaker.
That's what I'm familiar
with. Bit of dialogue, and then then they say their piece, and maybe some
narration.
That's not
what we're dealing with
here. No, so in the same paragraph, I produce, we assume that's Tommy saying this.
Yes.
It does not indicate that, but it's... wait a second. What's going on?
I'm not positive that it is.
It might be Jim talking.
Back up, back it up, back it up, back it up.
So there's a... Okay, so here's a paragraph. Tommy, you don't do nothing, blah, 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 blah. Nobody cares anymore. And there's no quotation mark at the end of that paragraph, which indicates that usually indicates like, okay, new paragraph, it's the same person speaking. And then the next thing is, I produce. I don't know why he made that a new paragraph.
I'm presuming that's Tommy. Okay.
Nobody cares anymore. New paragraph. I produce. So I guess that is Tommy. It's Jim saying that. It seems like Tommy is saying a response. Okay. No, I produce, but Jim is actually saying it, I think.
So then that's the next part.
So the spark in his eyes was beginning to return. I knew this meant he was especially mad. You aren't worth anything. You've got no education. You got no prospects. You know what Dad told me before I left for school? He said, look after Tommy if anything happens, Jimmy. He can't take care of himself. So what do you think I've been doing? Okay, so it was...
Yeah. Okay.
Jimmy.
We cleared that up.
Jimmy and Tommy. Come on, Ben. Like, help us out here. I started to talk, but he gave me a look that said I'd better shut my mouth. I thought you knocked him out or whatever. He kept going. You know what I've been doing in this barn all this time? Trying to make something for myself and for M, sure. But mostly, I've been trying to take care of you. Still. Even though you're sullen and you're lazy and you're ungrateful and you think somehow I've cheated you, even though I spent years helping you with your homework, teaching you the rules of football, I even got that man from state, capital state, to come see you play.
Again, I'm not an expert. I'm not even good at sports, but I did play football, and I can confidently say that if Ben Shapiro knew anything about sports, he would have written it to be something like taught you how to throw, taught you how to actually
how to throw
like
spiral,
the rules of
like
football is a thing that like
technique.
No one would ever say.
Right. You don't need the technique is what you teach.
Yeah. You wouldn't say my brother taught me the rules of football. It'd be like, yeah, my brother taught me how to catch a pass,
Exactly.
Football.
There's
play.
A number of things you could say that wouldn't sound like you were a fucking moon man.
all right. So Tommy taught. Wait. Yeah. So Tommy taught Jimmy. Seriously, very frustrating.
Jesus Christ,
Ben. Teaching you the rules of football. Hell, I even got that man from state to come see you play. When this thing makes us $1 million, I'm planning on sending you back to college so you can make something of yourself. But if you want to leave, you pick up and you get the hell out. He pointed at the door. I left. When I looked back, he was under that plow again. So, this is a little...
Okay.
It's, like... Because, like, I think that what's going on here is that Ben is speaking through Tommy.
Yes.
Like, Jim, the main character, the narrator, is the ungrateful, like...
He's the asshole.
But, like, he works hard on the farm every day.
Right.
Like, he made that clear, that that's what's going on. So, like, I don't...
Yeah.
Right? Like, he is working hard.
I think what Ben is trying to do is have one of those stories where, like, you've got an unreliable narrator, and so Jim think, or Ben, whatever, whichever, the Tommy, I guess, whoever the...
Jimmy, it's Jimmy.
Is Jimmy the viewpoint character?
Jimmy's,
number one,
yeah.
Find and replace and make one of them called fucking Dale or something, so it's a little bit easier to follow.
Seriously.
Like, seriously, that 10% better right
Jimmy.
There, change
like,
one
fucking,
of the names, doesn't matter which.
Literally any of them.
Yeah, literally any of them. But I think what he's trying to do is have an unreliable narrator thing where, like, the narrator thinks that he's keeping the farm going, but really it's his brother, and, like, that's supposed to be, like, that twist moment where suddenly, like, the whole perspective shifts and you're
right.
But he doesn't do any of the work.
No.
Like, he does nothing to actually establish that, if that's what he's trying to do.
If that's what he's trying to do.
Right.
But he... Neither of the characters... problems with each other are warranted. Like, does that make sense? Like, you're mad at Tommy for some reason that's not, like, this is not explained and doesn't make sense. And Tommy is accusing
fire,
things,
like.
Accusing Jimmy of things that Ben has not illustrated and has actually said the opposite of. It's a confusing mess.
And it's well, right, weird because like, Ben did the work to set up that, like, okay, they had, like, a competition over a woman, and his brother, like, married the girl he was in love with.
He barely
but
did
then,
that work.
Barely. and we don't, there's no, like, going back to that. That's not built on as, like, it'd be, like,
right.
We're not, he's not doing the work to be like, okay, and now we're going to show how that resentment gradually snowballs, and this gets, and that, it's just like, yeah, that happened. Let's move on to the next thing that I'm going to bluntly explain happening to you, and at no point do we don't feel any kind of building resentment, you know? There's no,
right.
Like,
yeah.
There's
it's
no momentum to the anger.
Yeah, it's what I think Katie pointed out, like, last time. Like, it's a list of facts. There are
right.
no
yeah.
feelings.
It's yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Now, you know whose anger does have tremendous momentum and will one day burn the entire world, destroying
companies.
All life.
It can't be Raytheon, could it? It's so
well,
obvious.
It might be. It might be.
Oh,
it could be
God.
Any of the products and services that support this podcast. That's
it
the beauty
be
of products and services. Any one of them could end all life on human Earth.
Find out which.
Find out which.
Wow. Yeah,
during the break.
Welcome to the worst year ever. We'll get through it together or not. Everything is so dumb, 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 dumb.
Oh, and we're back. And you know what? About a week later... I heard something stir in the house in the middle of the night. I'm sorry. So we're back. He could have shown that, like, he was, like, the unreliable narrator aspect. You show that he's actually not doing the work, even though he claims he is doing the work, right? Like, you have him claim that this is going on, but you sort of, like, show some moments of him not doing it. It doesn't matter. Anyway, about a week later, I heard something stir in the house in the middle of the night. I figured that maybe it was Mom, so I slipped on my pants and stepped into the hallway. Mom's light was out. Well, I don't know. Mom's light was out, but the light from downstairs, the kitchen, was on.
Right. Guess it wasn't a mouse.
I could hear Jimmy snoring in the other room. It rattled the door to his room a little. Powerful snorer. I tiptoed downstairs. As I got closer to the kitchen, I could hear the sniffling.
Sorry, that sounds like sleep apnea.
Oh, yeah, he needs another machine needs to fix the air and the dirt
sorry,
of his
sorry,
lungs.
Sorry, continue.
As I got closer to the kitchen, I could hear the sniffling. I nudged open the door, and sure enough, Em was sitting at the table with her head in her hands. I sat down next to her and asked her what was wrong. I didn't want any of this, she said. Her snot was dripping a little, but she looked as beautiful as ever. She was wearing her robe, and it was open just a little at the top. I could see
fucking
her breathing.
Hell.
All right. Any of what?
Put my head
I
on
asked.
The desk.
Yeah. Formatting issues. Gonna ignore. This, she said. I wanted to leave. I didn't want to have to take care of Mom or be a farmer's wife or watch my man start to lose his mind from being pent up in this little cage of a town. She looked so beautiful with the tears in her eyes. Oh my God, Ben, you already said that. And like, whatever. Dripping down her face. I reached over and wiped them off with my big, meaty hand.
Oh,
okay.
No!
All right, Ben. Okay.
getting a little.
Also, I'm weird. Sorry, so unwarranted. This weird. Is the first time he's given himself a physical description, but he gives himself meaty hands.
Yeah,
yeah, I have got those. Meaty
yeah,
hands. I guess he's a big boy.
I'll give it to him. I'm fairly certain that I've heard meaty hands used before. I don't think I've ever heard a character describe their own hands as meaty.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
That's new. That's a new one.
That's something that you describe somebody else with. But also, if you're just going to slip that in right now, you would think that you would have told us, slipped something in earlier to suggest that you're a large person. Like, that's never been, as far as I can remember.
Well, he had that growth spurt, right?
Right, but what? We're not, like, saying, well, like, I lumbered through or X, you
right,
know.
Right. Yeah. No, yeah, like a writer. also, you already said she looks beautiful while crying. You don't need to say it a second time. You don't need to say it the first time, but you don't need to say it a second
time
another.
I really dislike
that. I mean,
that.
Yeah, it's like super tropey.
Just in tropey, but also just a male characters that are like ignited by women's vulnerability or like the sexualization of that. Do you know what I mean? Where
yeah, he's there. He's well, he's start like as
a
we can
savior
tell.
Hero role, but that's
well,
like
her
women...
like her robe was open. Yeah, he's getting turned on by the idea.
Yeah,
of
but Ben
her.
Can't actually write someone being
but like
turned
people
on,
think of this as romantic,
fine,
but men but... think that that's romantic. Men think of it or like not you guys, but in general, like this accepted idea in our literature and our things of like this trope. And I dislike it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I would be more forgiving of it if he was at least like competently doing that. Like,
sure. Yeah.
But there's no, you know, you've got two options if you're going to try to write like romance. One of them is to be very descriptive of it. If that's the kind of thing your story is. Mm-hmm. And another is to be circumspect, but clear to where like, you know, there's building tension and then you kind of have the character acknowledge. And then we cheated on each other, whatever. Like you can kind of very bluntly and briefly go over what happened if you don't want to be like writing it out explicitly. But Ben somehow like threads the needle of doing neither. That's good.
It's good. Yeah, we like it.
Yeah.
It's also
we
like
love it.
We don't need to get into this too much, but there's like a trend I've noticed on like TikTok about Katie, what you're talking about, and just like these like, you know, guys like doing the fake crying and like these fake stories of like, oh, you were abused or like this and like I'm helping you, and like this sort of like hero fantasy. It's really bizarre.
I have not seen it, but I don't want to.
You don't want
and
to.
And now I probably will because my fucking phone is almost certainly listening.
They heard.
I bet within the next week I'll see some of those videos somewhere.
Absolutely.
Anywho. Cool.
Anywho, she looked so beautiful with the tears in her eyes dripping down her face.
Graham.
I reached over and wiped them off with my big, meaty hand.
There we go. Wait, is that a second one?
No. I'm just catching us up.
Just
a little
okay.
Recap. It's fine. I wish he did it just like literally verbatim a second time. Do you remember when I first brought you here? I asked her. Of course. That's when I first met Jimmy. I stumbled for the right words. You know, I had a crush on you. Do you remember we almost... A frightened look crossed her face. No, she finally answered. I liked you a lot, Tommy, but never like that. That struck me hard. Sure you did, I said. If Jimmy hadn't been home. I liked you a lot, Tommy, she said again, but I liked a lot of guys. It was different with Jimmy. I put my hand out. Oh, not your big meaty hand? All right. I put my hand out and touched her arm. It didn't make any sense,
what?
But she pulled away. What?
I hate him so much.
Okay. I think he is trying to do the unreliable narrator. You know, in his head, they were right on the edge of doing things. She was like, no, I was never interested in you. But again, he's bad at it. He's doing
but he's
a really
bad at it. Like,
bad
I didn't think
it.
That. Like, this scene makes sense to me. I'm like reading it like, yeah that's, she wasn't into you, man. She liked your brother. End.
Yeah.
But I put my not big or meaty hand out and touched her waifish, thin little dainty arm.
Wait, what did it actually say?
Really?
He did
Are
not
you
actually
serious?
Say that. No.
Okay.
No. It just says I put my hand out and touched her arm.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
That's
sorry,
fine. Whatever. You don't always need to be purple. Then. Okay,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
Good for you.
It didn't make any sense, but she pulled away. What?
It seems like it didn't make sense based on the things that she said.
Or it didn't make any sense and she pulled away. Like, her pulling away is part of the thing that doesn't make sense. So the word but doesn't work there. Nitpicky, doesn't matter, whatever. Even I got up really and walked out of the house, then I ran. New section.
This is, okay.
I found myself in the woods. It was dark, all right, but I didn't.
Okay. Sure, sorry. I'll bet.
It was dark, all right, but I'd been in those woods many times, so I could see. What?
This,
because plants don't
That's
grow.
Not how
Are
light
we about
works?
To find out he's part cat?
That is not how light works.
Like night
but,
vision?
All right.
This is like, so bad.
It was dark, all right, but I'd been in those woods many times, so I could, like, navigate. Or, like,
so I knew where
something.
I was going.
Yeah, so I knew where, like, I was going. Yeah, it was dark, but I could go through. Yeah, it's dark,
but
I
know
where I was going
place,
with those woods,
like
my
own
eyes closed,
home,
something
or,
like that. Yeah.
Is the next line, JK ran into tree?
Mm-hmm. Just kidding. I fucking ate shit.
Broke all my toe real bad. My big meaty toe.
Big meaty toe.
My big meaty pinky toe. It was dark, all right, but I'd been in those woods many times, so I could see. I didn't know what I was looking for. Maybe I just needed to clear my head. That's obviously what is the situation. The woods had grown over since I was a kid. So you're not taking care of the woods around your farm, all right? Yeah. And I stumbled on some tree roots, scraped up my arms pretty bad, cursed my own stupidity.
So there's not a JK, but yeah.
But yeah, no, literally, Sophie, you nailed it. He did fucking fall on his stupid face. Or his arms. He scraped up his arms pretty bad. Cursed his own stupidity. How could I have said that to M? Humiliated myself like that.
I'm sorry. Let's center. Like yeah. Humiliated yourself. Okay. But more than that, you made a woman uncomfortable. You crossed multiple boundaries.
Yeah, you touched her face with your big meaty hands.
And you violated her personal space. Let's
also
call.
Like, you noticed her robe was open. You could see her breathing.
Like,
probably
there's
see
her breathing
a lot. Her robe wasn't open.
Mm-hmm. Don't feel embarrassed. Feel ashamed. Anywho.
All right. Here's where it gets real salty. And how could she say that to me? She knew she was lying to me and to herself.
Oh, God. Yep.
I remembered holding her in my arms, and I remembered Jimmy's smiling, smart face.
Smiling, smart face.
Okay, this guy's like an incel, isn't he?
Ah.
Well, I think Ben is, Katie, but yeah.
I do too, but I think this character has a little bit of that vibe.
Yeah. Mm.
And her eyes turning up to meet his. The cold water rushing through my boots brought me back to reality. What? Okay. I'd walked right into the creek. And my feet were soaked. I'd be sloshing my way back home tonight, I thought. Then I saw it, glinting there beneath a rock. It was like the movies. A beam of moonlight was hitting it just right. My hunting knife. I took it as a omen. What?
Right, how many years ago? How many years ago?
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it would
that?
Still be. Well, I mean, yeah, even if it's stainless, it's probably not going to be still shiny after 20 years.
Also, again, he couldn't have just walked and found, like, in the direction of where he threw it. Go ahead.
Also,
it doesn't seem like he ever looked for it. We never hear about him looking for it.
He
so.
Never
not
looked
at all.
For it. He did not look
He's
for
like,
it.
He's like, oh,
also,
it's gone now.
Because he was one of those, you know how young boys, when their brother gets a watch and they get a huge knife, they're always bummed because all young boys love watches. not
Wish I had that watch.
Knives. Yeah.
Whatever. Instead of a stupid knife. God. Mm-hmm. Then I saw it glinting there beneath a rock. If it was beneath the rock, then you can't see it, Ben. Mm-hmm. It's beneath the rock, right? Am I reading that correctly?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't see the words, but
then
look,
I saw
I guess
it glinting there beneath a
no,
rock.
You're right. It's not logical. I get the implication that maybe it's peeking out, but you could say peeking out
peeking
from underneath
out.
The rock. Or like wedged to the
things.
Side yes. of the rock. I get
Part,
it.
Like,
I get
stuck
it.
Stuck under. Right. Okay.
He's
it's
like
not important.
So much of
like
Ben's writing is like they get what I mean. You know what I mean?
Right. Right. Like yeah, it's good enough.
Sure. Sure. But like whatever. Only pussies edit their work.
Yeah. I'm 100% in agreement about that.
Why would you read something a second time or a first time?
Yeah. The first time anyone reads your work should be someone who's not you reading it when you self-publish it.
I wouldn't be surprised.
It's good.
So we got about 3.5 to 4 more pages of this, I would say, masterpiece.
Yeah.
So we're going to take a short break to let the people know that the whatever the product or service is that you're about to hear about supports this story and Ben's writing. And quote everybody on that.
I don't know that's what you want to say.
They love it.
Welcome to the worst year ever. We'll get through it together or not. Everything is so dumb, 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 dumb.
It wasn't 2 days before Jimmy... All right. It wasn't 2 days before Jimmy came running into
then
the
how
house
long was
around
it?
Dinner time.
How long was it?
It wasn't 2 days.
Well, it certainly wasn't.
It was one
like
or three or four or five or six or seven or eight or nine, but it wasn't
any
two.
Number of days other than two. Okay.
It wasn't 2 days before Jimmy came running into the house around dinner time. Everything had been awkward in the house between me and M, or M and me, but I'm not sure Jimmy had noticed anything. Now he came rushing into the kitchen. His hands were covered in grease. It works, what? He whispered. It works! Exclamation point in the next part. So he whispered and then shouted.
Wait a minute. How is that? It works. He whispered.
It works! Yeah. Right. He reached out and grabbed Em and whirled her around like a pinwheel. Her skirt flew up a little, and I looked away. Yeah, good guy, Ben. He looked at me, too, and his eyes were bright. Tommy, he said, I want to show you this. Em looked confused, but Jimmy grabbed me by the arm. Come on, kid. This is our fortune. Why is Em confused? She knows he's been working on this thing for a long time. He led me to the barn. He stood next to the machine. Now, Tommy, I want you to look really closely. Watch what I do. We're going to have to sell these up and down the country, and I'm going to need your help. You can be my sales deputy. People like you and people around here remember when you were scoring touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, people like you. People like you and people around here remember when you were scoring touchdowns.
Okay. Gotcha.
He leaned over and pushed a red button. You hit this button, he said, and that gets the motor going.
Uh-huh.
Now look underneath. I squatted and I saw a whole newfangled blade system underneath the plow. It was jumping and shaking in a queer way.
What the fuck? Ben, okay.
You can just say odd, man.
Yeah.
that aerates the soil better. Like,
I hate him.
I mean, everything with this tractor is nonsense, but whatever.
Yeah, it's fine. That aerates the soil better. You don't have to know how it works. You just have to know that it does. That's convenient.
That's
he hopped
great,
over to me.
You
like
clearly do not know how it works.
Well, really, you don't need to know.
Convenient.
So,
yeah. Great.
Don't think about it too much.
Yeah, don't think about it. Ignore it. Close your eyes. Just go to sleep. Just go to sleep. He hopped over to me like a jackrabbit and grabbed me by the arms. Keeps doing that. Kiddo, we're all set. From here to the flood. You're a junior... Flood is capitalized. You're a junior partner in the firm, and we're headed right to the top. His smile was infectious. I could feel myself smiling, too. And then the knife was up under his ribs.
What?
He looked so confused. For a minute, I was... A minute... I was confused, too. Mm-hmm. Then the blood started to gurgle from his mouth, and I pushed him back, and the machine was still bucking and shaking, and his legs went out from under him, and before he could say or do anything, my foot came out from under me and kicked him in the ribs, and he grunted, and he rolled under that machine he loved, and the ground was covered with his blood. That was one sentence, by the way.
Wow. So okay. I guess he was a reliable narrator.
So...
He didn't...
He stabs his brother, and his brother gets eaten by the tractor.
He rolled under that machine,
like
he loved,
said,
and the ground's covered in blood.
I guess compared to everything else, it's not as incompetent as other passages in the story have been. It's not good.
No,
it's not good.
But
a lot of commas, but
lot of commas.
Very long sentence.
What are you gonna do?
Spans 2 pages. He didn't say anything. He didn't scream, but M did when I came in the house covered with his blood. New section. After the funeral, the police came to see me, but there was nothing to say about it. He'd been mashed up by that machine, so there was no evidence. They just said it was tough for me to...
There was no evidence?
Sorry, no evidence.
Okay.
No, yeah, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing to be done.
It's good. It's good.
It's the classic accident.
Yeah. Classic eaten by your own tractor that you were building accident. Happens to the worst of us.
Man on the moon.
Man on the moon. That was a reference to the REM song about
being eaten under a tractor.
What's his name? The guy, the comedian, right?
Andy Kaufman.
Wasn't there like a tractor accident in the movie called The Man in the Moon? From like the 90s?
Yeah. But was The Man in the Moon from the 90s about Andy Kaufman?
They're different things.
Okay. Yes.
Are referring to the Andy Kaufman song by R.E.M. Andy Kaufman.
Yes.
Yes. Do you believe? Yeah.
That's a good song.
You are correct.
Song.
My reference is nobody listening will know what I'm referring to. And I don't even know.
They'll prove you wrong.
It actually happens.
All right.
Yeah, prove me wrong,
folks.
Keep
going.
Point is, there was no evidence. They just said it was tough for me to go through this now that I was responsible for Mom and M and asked what I would do. And I told them that it was okay. I had a way to take care of things. All right. That afternoon, I drove over to the big agricultural machinery store to see the boss, Mr. Ebsen. I told him about our new specially aerating mechanical plow and showed him some of Jimmy's papers from his desk. His eyes lit up.
Uh-huh.
He asked if he could come out and see it. I told him I'd give him a ride. When we got to the barn, I didn't even hesitate. I murdered him right there. Sorry. It was quiet in there, which I wasn't used to, but I knew that my fortune was lying inside, and I knew that all I needed to do was to hit the little red button. Now watch if you please, sir, Mr. Ebsen, I said in my best fancy voice. You are about to see the machine that will revolutionize American agriculture. And I hit the button. And
so he got it back. Like the cops, presumably, they took it away when they tore his brother apart, right?
He didn't mention that.
That would be the
standard. I feel like they left it there.
They just left it there.
There was no evidence.
They just cleaned the blood off?
Yeah, they looked around.
I mean,
like,
that's
well,
what Ben's
everything seems to be in order. And then they left, right? A lot of respect for the...
That's
like,
fun. Uh-huh.
Like,
sure.
Isn't he like a guy like, we need the fucking cops because they like solve murders and stuff. But like, they just
cops
like,
are like,
fucking like drop the
well,
ball
we're
here.
Not going to take your blood machine filled with your brother's body. You know, we'll leave that with you to clean up. It seems like you've got a good handle on it. Bye now.
Good luck.
Cool. Very funny.
Take care. Nice farm you got here.
Mm-hmm.
So he hit the button and nothing happened. I could feel the sweat start up under my collar. Probably should have tested this out before you brought him over. Hold on, Mr.
Ebsen. Never done it before.
Yeah, it's the first time since his brother died in the funeral.
He's like, he's going around pitching this device, and he never once thinks I should figure out how to work it before someone's interested. Just not a test run. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, you know, he's not a...
He's not a smart man.
I got down on my hands and knees, and I crawled underneath the machine that had killed my brother. You killed your brother.
It seems like you did kill your brother, and you are the one who knows that.
It was still rust-colored from his blood. I hadn't cleaned it off yet.
What? He left the blood on there to show it to a guy?
Hell, man.
So you're trying to sell this product to, like, presumably some significant... like investor corporation or whatever, and you don't even clean your brother's corpse off of it?
Like, are there like bits of him still there, or is it just his blood? Like,
assume.
What is... Good God.
All right, keep going.
I don't know what Jimmy had done under there, but it didn't look like any normal plow. It was totally changed. So I hit it a couple times with a wrench, then got out and smiled. Let me try again, Mr. Ebsen, I said. I hit the button again. And again, nothing happened. Mr. Ebsen looked at me and shrugged. Well, he said, when you get it working again, come and let me know. I think we can do business together. How do you know that?
He just showed you a broken tractor.
He described a miracle machine and it didn't work. And you're like, I can't wait to see it.
I'm very excited for us to work together. I respect the way you didn't clean your brother's shattered corpse off of it before showing it to me.
All right. He walked toward the door after saying that they're going to be in business together.
Mm-hmm.
And sorry about your brother. He was a genius with those things.
How do you know he never made one? His first one killed him. He never explains that he's actually made them. Like, he doesn't establish that his brother's operating like a tractor repair business or something, which might make sense. And again, if Ben was a good writer, he would be like breaking the DRM on a bunch of John Deere tractors, and that would lead him to a breakthrough that led him to make a better tractor. And like, everyone would know he was a tractor genius, so they'd be excited to anyway.
Anyway.
No, the only thing we have, now about this genius tractor man is that he built one that doesn't work that killed him.
Yeah, that's literally all.
That's the genius. Then he was gone. I walked back to the house. It was empty, except for Mom. M was gone, too. Two? What?
Yeah.
That's a weird way to phrase that. It was empty, except for Mom. M was gone, too. In addition to who?
I guess the guy that left.
Tommy, I guess? Jimmy or whatever?
I think the guy that was just there that left. I don't know.
Well, that's Tom stupid. Jim. They didn't go to the house.
Anyway, go
whatever.
On.
Whatever. M Tom was Jim. Gone too, I guess. It would have been so much more powerful, even. Like, powerful. I'm really putting hard quotes around
that.
Yeah, like,
it would have been more empty
except for, it was empty except for Mom. M was gone.
Yep, that's it.
Period.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. And I'll tell you right now, it wasn't fair. Ha! Yeah, we're here. Here we are. None of it. I just didn't have the breaks Jimmy had. I wasn't born smart like him. I didn't get the education. I didn't get the luck or the girl. So now I'm sitting here messing with this damn contraption, and I've got Jimmy's rusty blood on my hands, and Mom's in the house waiting for me, and the house is awful quiet. That's the end of it.
Oh, God.
The end
so
of the
bad. This is so bad.
Like, what a sort of embarrassing, like, look into what he thinks about, like, what people think about fairness and, like, what?
Yeah. Yes. Exactly.
Like, anybody who thinks, like, who, like, evokes the idea of something being fair has to be, like, this, like, spiteful murderer or something. What a, like...
I mean, it's, like, a commentary of, like, how people are, like, that lazy people or, like, so-and-so who doesn't want to work or,
But, like, he did work. And then he stabbed his brother.
He did work, right? Like, nothing makes sense. Nothing is justified. Like, this is... Anyway.
This is a really bad story.
Really bad.
As a parable, it's bad. I'm sorry, everybody listening.
You're welcome, everyone listening.
Yeah.
And Merry Christmas.
Merry
or something.
Christmas. And a happy.
I don't think this is our Christmas episode, but it's
probably not. But if it is, there's your present. This really good story about a fucking murderer, for no reason, who saw through a rock for his knife that he never looked for, and his genius brother with his tractor that killed him. And
I really could do a fairness. Whole show with you guys reading terrible writings.
It's so bad.
But this was fun.
I'd also we'll be back. We'll be back with more. Here's something I think is just funny about this book. It's called What's Fair, and Other Short Stories. I think a much better title would be What's Fair, and Two Other Short Stories.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because there are only two others left.
What's
and
Fair,
a couple
comma,
short
is
stories.
One third of the short stories in this book, which only has three stories.
Which only has three.
Three short stories, one of it which is titled What's Fair.
What's Fair?
It's so weird to release a book that's just three of your short stories.
Yeah, it is.
Right.
Yeah.
Like,
keep going, man.
Yeah.
You know what? Keep going. Write
like
some
five.
More. Edit these while you're thinking of the other ones.
Right. Five. Five would be fine.
Yeah.
Six.
Also, think about maybe what you're saying. Like, what are you saying in this first book? Because the story. Because it's not.
And then ask yourself if you are actually saying that.
I'm sure the message is supposed to be that, like, different people have natural talents that make them better than others. And so if you're not as good as someone else, you should just let them run your life and take care of you and be grateful. Like, I think that's the message.
Yeah.
That
he should have
happy that his brother was better than him and let him run things.
Yeah,
right?
I didn't have the breaks Jimmy had. I wasn't born smart like him. I didn't get the education. I didn't get the luck or the girl. He's feeling resentful, and he shouldn't. He should be grateful and, yeah, let Jimmy run Tommy's life. Did I get those names right? Doesn't matter.
Yeah. That's the closest thing to a message I can determine is like, yeah, don't be mad that other people have more than you. Otherwise, you'll murder them and you won't be able to get the tractor working, I guess. Mm-hmm. I don't. There's not a message is what I'm saying.
It's not clear. Whatever it is not clear.
If you really want to be a writer, maybe think, what am I? Do I have anything that I want to say? Am I just kind of crudely redoing the tale of Cain and Abel, but without like any actual message at all?
Mm-hmm. Ask yourself if this is something you even want to do, you know, because it seems like maybe you don't. You rush through it really fast. You know, you blaze through the parts where you might have fun developing some richness and some depth, but you don't. And I'm not trying to make you feel bad, but I think that maybe this just isn't something you enjoy, right?
Yeah, like sit with this, like sit with your characters, like let scenes breathe, like get in depth, like all the off the cuff examples and suggestions we've made through these two episodes, or other ones that you might have while reading your story a second time.
My primary feedback would be write a short story.
Mm.
Yeah,
and
if you want the version of this that's actually a story with characters, I don't know. Go read the Bible.
I was gonna say, like, it literally is. It's like he's just trying to do that, but really bad job. Mm-hmm.
Just one big "Am I the asshole?" thread. I mean, it really is.
Oh yeah, and the answer
am
is
I
yes.
The asshole. Like, TLDR so, killed my brother with a tractor.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Got
what
away
it is.
With it. Because the police are bad.
And then you
keep
responding like, "Didn't you hear?" Like in the comments to people, like, "Sorry, dude, you're the asshole." Like.
Right, like,
didn't
yeah, man.
I tell you that she touched me?
It's good.
Oh yeah. So Tommy, who's listening to this, Tommy, meet a second woman.
Yeah,
they're like, everywhere.
There are other. There's a second woman out there that you could meet, and maybe she'll like you, and you won't necessarily find her like so beautiful because she is crying and needs your comfort.
Just a thought.
But maybe not. Maybe not. Who knows? Also, I can't stop thinking about how the house was on fire, but really it was just a sheet in a room.
Yeah, we never got an explanation for that,
Never got
we don't know why that was on
fire.
Oh,
no, she was just playing with matches.
She was playing with matches.
The mom. The mom is on fire. Yeah. We don't need no water. Let that mother burn.
Mother burn.
That feels like a good place to wrap this one up. We got to record a whole other book, boys. We got to record.
We'll be back
whole
next time with a little short story Ben likes to call "From the Pit," which I'm just gonna say is where we've already been.
The yeah, pit of despair.
This feels like we've been drifting pitward for a while.
Thank
but
you.
We'll be back. Until then, go with Christ, and
indeed
use his also connections to get some. Real quality blow, because Jesus always knows if anything's been cut with fentanyl. That's in the Bible. That's in the Bible. Makes water out of wine, and he knows if somebody's been cutting your blow with fentanyl.
All right, bye.
Everything's so dumb, and it's gonna get dumber.
Great.
I tried.
Yes.
Daniel?
Lovely.
Worst Year Ever is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.